Over 204,000 jobs were created, which was more than double what most people were expecting, including me. Furthermore, prior months were revised upward by another 60,000 additional jobs. So when you look at the last 3 months, they look considerably stronger than before. Every single sector expanded except for government, and the government reduction was only 8,000 jobs, which was much less than we thought the shutdown would produce. So overall, a great sign of strength.
Now, what's the takeaway from the GDP report?
On the face of it, gross domestic product accelerated from 2.45% rate of growth in the last quarter to 2.85% in the third quarter. So that seems like an acceleration. Regrettably, though, when you really look behind the numbers, what you see is a big increase in inventories that caused gross domestic product to rise. Retail sales, what we call final sales, actually only increased at a 2% rate. So it appears that inventories piled up that weren't expected. So that's actually kind of a weaker report than the jobs report. And the point of it is, if inventories build up this quarter, then we need less production next quarter because we already produced it this quarter. And so that's the reason why a rise in inventories is not sustainable in terms of growth and gross domestic product. Nevertheless, though, putting the two together, it's strong enough to drive the economy forward, at least at a 2.5% pace, with some modest acceleration as we go into this important fourth quarter with the Christmas season.
Which sectors were the GDP winners and which were the losers, so to speak? Were there particular hotspots?
Yeah, there were. Business and professional services, leisure and hospitality, particularly important for us here in Florida, and healthcare. But what was impressive is the breadth. Every single sector increased last month.
What do you think is behind that?
Well, I think the economy is fundamentally improving. Housing is up strongly, for example. We're having reasonable amounts of investment. Energy prices are down. All those things are good things. But it appears that businesses are holding back on employment and investment because of this continuing uncertainty caused by our federal government's inability to set a budget. There's huge cash stores in most businesses. They're ready to invest. They're ready to commit. They're ready to produce more output. But they want the uncertainty to be done away with so that they can make proper investment decisions. And I think once we get past that in 2014, we'll see much stronger growth.
Have any Florida-specific reports come out?
Yes, there are some data that will tell us where we think employment is going. The employment reports will not be released until the 22nd of November, but we do have new claims for unemployment compensation. And we've talked about how that's a good leading indicator for the national economy. It's a very good leading indicator for Florida, and the news here is good as well.
Can you explain that?
Sure. New claims for unemployment compensation in Florida have come down for so long that now we're back to pre-recession levels on average. New claims did tick up the last couple of weeks, but the general trajectory still continues to be down, and that suggests that we're having more job growth, that we're absorbing the labor force and creating more job growth, and therefore fewer and fewer people are being laid off and claiming unemployment compensation.
What are some of the highlights of this report regionally around Florida? Any regions stand out?
Yeah, they do. Tremendous strength in South Florida. Miami, Dade, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, very strong areas. We're also seeing strength in Tampa Bay and in Orlando. So lots of job growth are causing those new claims to go down. And perhaps the biggest surprise was Southwest Florida. You know, Naples and Fort Myers were so badly damaged by the Great Recession and the housing bust. And now we see that even there, new claims have come back to pre-recession levels. And it even, has occurred in Brevard County, in Melbourne, where the space shuttle and the housing really hurt that economy and battered it. Or in Volusia County, where, you know, slowing of retirement and slowing in housing caused a, you know, significant spike in unemployment. Even there, we're seeing the growth of employment, slow but sure, has driven down the rates of unemployment and driven down the new claims, which point to even faster job growth over the next few months.
So the outlook for our area is also significant.
It is. And the improvement in the national economy will improve consumer confidence and will set us up for a very strong winter tourist season, which also will be very beneficial, of course, for job growth in Central Florida. I think that these data suggest that there is some strength in the underlying economy. And when we get rid of this pall of uncertainty caused by federal indecision, it will manifest itself in much stronger growth in the nation, and particularly here in Central Florida.
Thank you very much, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.